Why don't people get things? Why don't people understand basic UK taxation legislation? It's very simple. Okay. The one argument that keeps cropping up is, oh, well, we pay road tax and we pay insurance. Why don't you? You as in cyclists. Why don't you pay for those things? Because we don't have to. No. You're not getting the point. I've just said, we don't have to. That signals the end of this argument you've just lost. Okay, we don't have to display a valid tax disc, and we don't have to have insurance. You do. Live with it. Now, I would be glad to have a tax disc. Have you seen motorcycles? They have a little tax disc holder that's kind of built into the front wheel. It only adds, what, 10, 15 grams, something like that? I don't know about weight of tax disc holders and tax discs themselves, but fine, I'll sacrifice the additional 1/700th of a mile an hour per mile on loss in speed and weight to display a tax disc. Now, that tax disc would, of course, say £0 on it, in the same way that Band A motor vehicles don't pay any vehicle excise duty. Now, here's the thing. Why aren't you having a go? This is directed at these idiots who don't seem to understand, quote, road tax, end quote. Why aren't you having a go at Band A motorists? Okay. What they do is they pay nothing. They pay absolutely nothing for their tax disc. Yet, there is a charge for the disc. There is a charge for the admin, the forms, the form computer, if there is such a thing as a form computer that checks the forms for you. You remember those exams where you had to put a line in a little box and you couldn't go outside the box and it had to be a line, it had to be in a certain colour, and it had to be, an HB pencil. If it was any other type of pencil, the computer would blow up. They might have one of those. Enforcement, I was about to say legislation, but that's the wrong word. Enforcement of the tax, of vehicle excise duty, postage, that kind of thing. There is a bill for all that. And it's not picked up by the Band A motorist. It's in fact picked up by you, Band B and above motorist, Mr. B motorist. You have to pay for that. You don't pay directly, but you do pay. And in fact, the DVLA might get grants and other sources of money directly from the government, in which case we're all paying for Band A motorists, including Band A motorists. But that's a different point. If you said, oh, right, okay, fine, we'll put tax discs on all bicycles, but they're going to be £0. Oh, finally, yeah, right, yeah. Why is my vehicle excise duty gone up? Because you asked for several million bicycles to all have valid tax discs on them, which costs a lot of money in admin, especially postage. Good news for the Royal Mail. But you've just charged yourself for millions of tax discs to be produced. So in fact, don't have a go at us, because if you had your way, it would cost you a lot of money. You have to have a valid tax disc. We don't. Live with that. Live with that fact. It's the law. Don't have a go at us. Have a go at government. You can let them pass a bill that means, yes, you pay £0 VED on a pedal bicycle, or any other pedal cycle for that matter. You know, it might be a per wheel charge, £0 per wheel. 0 × 2 is 0. 0 × 3 is 0. 0 × 1. I have seen a unicycle in Cambridge. It was going down Trumpington Street. Is it Trumpington Street? The bit just north of the Great Cambridge Hotel. Anywho, sure, fine, go on. It's going to be, 10 minutes of my life wasted filling out a form. But fine, if it costs you money just to prove your point further wrong, then fine, go on. I don't mind. I don't mind having a tax disc. Right, now, I'm going to go and read the Daily Mail and make another recording on that. Ha 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 ha. I'm Kevin Steinhardt. Have a nice night.